Hi guys! Welcome back to another episode of Cheap Thrills. I'm your host, Etheria, and here's your top stories of the week. And now, here's your top stories in gaming. Welcome back, guys. So, we had two directs. Well, Nintendo gave their direct this week, and moments, mere moments, after they announced it, so here comes Sony's stinking booty ass. Sony is the pettiest. You know what? I remember I was just talking to somebody because we were talking about, like, you know, we're talking about gaming all the time. And I know what I'm about to say is going to be very controversial. And it could be perceived as being a bit of a reach and whatnot. But, yeah, see, Sony always does shit like this. And it's antics. This is going to sound really messed up, but I'm going to stand by what I'm about to say. Guys. It's shit like this that Sony announced that they're going to do a state of play right on the same day that we didn't get no hint of it. It was completely surprised, but it's how they do it. They underhand everything. And I said all that to say this. You guys know I did not want Microsoft to get girl, why do I keep wanting to say Bethesda? That's because I'm playing that damn game. Starfield. World of Warcraft, Blizzard, and Activision. But see, here's the thing. I don't like that they got them. But I completely understand why they did it. It's shit like that that would be like, okay. It's because Sony has always been that way. They always try to steal somebody else's thunder. And it has worked to their advantage a lot. But, state of play. The state of play. Okay. I'm gonna be fair. Because I wanted to give it 2 out of 5. But I'm not going to give it 2 out of 5. I'm actually going to give it 3. I thought it was okay. Now, there was only 2 items that spoke to me. And that was the Spider-Man 2. And that was the, Final Fantasy Seven. What is that one called? Rebirth. I like that trailer. I think it's gonna be an incredible game. And guys, I played, even though I didn't want to. You know, that was my first thing. I was like, I do not want to play it. I wanted to be complete. and then I will jump in. But it's good. It's good. Gosh, I need to get something that will give me energy. Everything else, when they showed that VR game, that being that Ghostbuster and what else they show? It wasn't Avatar. Did not look interesting to me. Avatar did not look interesting to me at all. And a MetaQuest 2 VR game. All that showed me was that the PSVR 2 is not getting the support that it needs. Which sucks. But I told you guys, I knew that was gonna happen. I know they're trying to push it, but we're not ready for it yet. We're just not. I think the best thing that uses VR and AR, in my humble opinion, I think it's Apple's. Apple's VR set. And it's not even a VR set. It's more of an AR set. I think that that's going to be better. Because it's just gonna... Whatever. We saw some Resident Evil 4 DLC. Separate Ways. But you know what? I think it's a good looking game. But again, the reason why I did not get into it, this remake, is because I did all of it on the GameCube. And it was fun. And yes, prettier graphics, maybe a more detailed story. I shoot for the moon. Shoot for the moon, but I just don't feel like I need to play it. I've had my moment, and I'm sticking with it. Helldivers 2 is getting a 2024. It was supposed to come out sometime this year, but I guess they pushed it back. That Spider-Man game. That Spider-Man game, guys. I'm not gonna get it. I am happy for the PlayStation fans. I'm happy. I'm sure you guys are going to freaking enjoy that game. But again, I'm waiting. It's next month. It's on the 20th. I swear, it's gonna be night and day. There's going to be people who are going to play this game. They might get a higher stream on, like, a view count, concurrent players, on Steam. But the sales are going to go to the Mario game. The sales are going to go to the Mario game. And the reason why they're going to get the most concurrent game play is because it's a story-based game. So everyone is, instead of going to buy the game, they're going to go watch their favorite Twitch streamer play it. Now, some people may think it's not a good, that it's not bad. I'm all for it. If that's how y'all want to get down the way you feel like it. Me personally, I think that that stuff really do get into yourselves. And the reason why that Mario is going to beat it is because it's all about skills. But that's just my humble opinion and prediction. So yeah, I gave it a 3 out of 5. I thought that they did what they needed to do on short notice. A lot of the PlayStation fans are, from what I gathered, is that it wasn't their best showing. It was better than the last one. I can tell you that much. It was better than the last one. And they're standing in this one and saying that it was okay. You know? Now, in terms of the Nintendo Direct, I give this a C. Almost a C minus. If. But we got F-099 that was announced. That's out right now. Do you know which one I was, the one that I was, we got Luigi Mansion 2 HD. What I gathered from this direct is that I'm looking at all of these names and stuff like that. Like, Unicorn Overlord, that's interesting. I might pick that up. Tomb Raider 1, 2, and 3, which is a remaster. Saga MO Beyond, that's coming to a lot of JRPGs that are coming to the Switch. We also got Princess Peach Showtime, which showed us gameplay and it's a story trailer. But what I gathered from this direct was, okay, This is Nintendo's Switch last year. That's what I gathered. It's like we're going to push everything out. They're gearing up for the Nintendo's next console. We've been waiting forever for Metroid Prime 4. And I don't think it's going to come on the Switch. I don't think it's coming on the Switch. It may come on the Switch, but it's going to be a priority for their next console. I'm sure of that. Their last big hits, in my humble opinion, is Wonder and God, I know they had other ones. They may bring out the Metroid Prime 4. But I'm telling you, it's gonna be cross-platform. But I liked Princess Peach game. I liked that game a lot. I thought it was cute. I did download F-099. I have not played that yet. The Paper Mario Thousand Door remaster, which was announced. You guys, okay. I bought that for the GameCube, and I do not remember ending it. I do not remember ending it. And I'm going to tell y'all why. Okay. I enjoyed a lot. I really, really, really did like Paper Mario. Like the first one, I thought it, and this is just my opinion. Okay. I remember when Super Mario RPG came out, and I remember it was being with Squaresoft, and I loved that game. But at the time, Square and Nintendo was not gelling with each other. And their compromise was, in that genre, was Paper Mario. And that's why I liked it. But I did not finish this game. And I don't think I'm going to pick it up. I don't. I think that there's a reason why I didn't finish it. I can't recall. But it's not saying that it wasn't a good game. I think that a lot of people wanted it and Nintendo heard them. I'm going to get that Sora amiibo. Yeah, I think that's going to be cool. What else? What else? What else that stood out? They keep on talking about unannounced Horizon Forbidden West Complete Edition reportedly coming to the PC, which I wouldn't put it past. As a matter of fact, here's the thing, guys. Here's the thing. Why is Final Fantasy Rebirth only going to be Sony's console exclusive for only 5 months? It comes out in February and it goes to May 29th. That's an exclusive. I think that that game is gonna come to Nintendo News platform. And I don't understand why is it not going to the Xbox Series. I don't understand that. I can't fathom why it's not going to the Xbox. There are plenty of Xbox players that would love to play the Final Fantasy game. Wait a minute. No, because it was only an exclusive. Final Fantasy VII Remake. Yeah, that was only on the PlayStation. Windows, Microsoft Windows. So, y'all remember that game that just came out, Immortals of Avenue? They had poor sales, and nearly half of the studio has been laid off. Say what y'all will, I just think that... I haven't played it, nor was I interested in it. I don't know how I was, because for a second there I was interested, and then I saw the gameplay and I was like, ugh, no. Yeah, they're reporting that half of their staff is being laid off, and they may be selling that game, that IP. I guess it just like, you know, people saw it on the stream. They had their favorite streamers and they decided, okay, well, I'm going to go and watch it. And if it looks good, then I'll play it. But clearly, it didn't look good enough for people to do it. To go and buy that game. Gosh. Did y'all see about that Unity shit? Unity. Okay, so Unity was going to charge 20 cents if you continue to download the game, and then if you uninstall it and then you download it and stuff like that. Now, there was this whole tweet that went out, and when I tell you all of the people that use Unity as an engine came out and was like, nah, we're not accepting that shit. They have rolled back a bit on it, saying that it's only for the first download, but still, like, they were trying to say that every time you reinstall that game, you're gonna have to pay 20 cents, which is stupid, you know. But again, that was going to hurt what? The Sims 5 will be free to download. EA confirms. And it won't replace the Sims 4. They need to make the controls better on a console. I think that game, it's clearly huge, but I think it could be even more huge if they just, I gave you guys whiplash. I know we were talking about Unity, but I'm gonna come back to it. If y'all made the controls just like streamlined, I think people will play this game. I really do, because it's not a bad game. It's just the controls on the platforms sucks. It only works good on a PC and keyboard. Well, a keyboard, not, you know, I have to be on PC. But it works only better with PC and, not PC. I keep tripping over myself. Keyboard and mouse. But Unity. Yeah. I'm glad that those developers came together and was like, look, you need to, you know, roll that back and whatnot. Because I was seriously going to hurt people. And people were just going to be like, I'm not using your engine no more. But, the person who actually said it kind of got fired. Because it's all about them stocks. And people was like, okay, well, we just won't be, you know, downloading your game. Okay, guys, I guess that's it. You can see the directs on their respective companies' YouTube. That being Sony and that's being Nintendo. I'm still enjoying Starfield. It's really good. I told you guys I'm getting this out the way. I am not reading any reviews for The Lies of P because I told you guys The Lies of P for me. And this is another reason why I never, like, you know, went right back into, like, being hopeful for a Bloodborne from PlayStation. Because I'm getting that with The Lies of P. Because when I played that demo, I was like, oh, this is Bloodborne for me. And I'm so excited to play that game. I really am. Okay, guys. And those were your top stories for gaming. And now, here's your stories in pop culture. So, guys, I know I was going to talk about the young lady. Hold on, let me find her name to be respectful, you know? The young lady who was hit in the face with a brick. And the reason why I didn't talk about it, it was, it's because, I just wanted to give it room and stuff like that. I wanted to make sure, like, you know, see if anything rise to the top. And I'm not saying that nothing has. They are going to continue to talk about this woman. Royal Bash. And Rio Bash. And and from what I gathered about this, they're saying that this woman is a scam artist and whatnot. And I've been waiting. I've given it its time that I needed to give its time to. My take on this is this. I want to see what you guys bring up in a scam artist. I don't think she's guilty of that. I think she did probably play something like that in the past, but I don't think this is the part right here. Y'all scraped up all of this shit about this woman. Y'all came out, oh, I was there, this is what happened, X, Y, Z, and all this, and this didn't happen, and all that. There's footage that we don't see these footage. We don't know who the face of the person who did this shit. But y'all can find each and every goddamn rock that was surrounding the environment. Y'all went into this woman's past and y'all tried to bring this woman down. Which further submit to me that whatever the hell happened, happened. All that being said, at the end of the day, a woman was assaulted by a man because he didn't get this woman's number. When I read this story and saw that video, I was beside myself. I was so fucking afraid. I was genuinely afraid, because not to toot my own horn, but I'm cute, you know, I'm cute. I can hit on, but I got to be honest with you guys. I have to be honest with you guys. That shit is terrifying. When someone try to holler at me, it's terrifying for me. Because even when I'm being pleasant, I am afraid that yes, I can get harmed. That I can get harmed. I don't like the idea of giving out my number, but instead I will ask for the others. Oh, let me get your number. Oh, I'm sorry, sweetheart, but let me get yours. You know, turn around on them. Oh, I don't know. They always say, I don't know. Then, okay, and keep walking. Keep pumping. They always like asking me, why do I, you know, if I'm not in the car. if I'm outside, you know, by myself. You know what I mean? It's like if I'm by myself, I always have my headphones on. I always have my headphones on, and that is just a signal to the people that I do not want to hear or talk to you. But there were instances where I was by myself and I felt compelled to engage in a conversation in fear that I may be hurt if I showed the slightest of, you know, rejection towards them. Yes. So the fact here is this. I was like, this motherfucker hit this woman in her face because of fucking rejection. There are so many things to look at. The first thing I said, get that motherfucker off the streets. Because if he can't handle rejection, or he's done this before. Then I went into this scenario. I was like, if she gave him that number, he was going to call that number right then and there, ask her, practically threaten her, you know, to come out and hang out with him that night. And when I tell you motherfucking people that motherfucker would have fucked that girl that night, and she would have done it in the fear of it. She would have done it because she was like, oh, I don't want this motherfucker to hurt me. I'm going to give him his time, and then I'm going to be on my fucking way. Shit like this happens. Shit like this happens. Number two. I think he was gay. Do you hate women? And a lot of the people that was defending him or bad mouthing this woman, I was like, sweetheart, y'all need to come out and y'all need to just say, girl, I hate women. This shit never made any fucking sense to me. It never did. Because after this shit, and don't get me wrong, I know a lot of people are still pissed off about that black woman who lied about being kidnapped. These are two different stories right here. For some innate reason, what I am noticing is that black women are pretty much expected to be the butt of every joke, to be the one who is the least protected. These are expected. And it's sad. It's really sad. Y'all did everything in y'all power to discredit this black woman. For what? I don't care that if it was a scam or why not. That's neither here nor there for me. Because I'm going to tell you why. The fact that most of those people went up to tear this woman down, that's the bigger picture. it's already terrifying to be a woman in this world. It really is. But this shit solidifies a lot of fucking fears. That's just my take on it, guys. That's my take on it. I'm scared. And then you got that basketball player. Oh my God, girl. Girl, hold on, let me see this. The basketball player who beat his wife while she was asleep. Girl, what that basketball player? Beat up his girlfriend, Kevin Porter Jr. Allegedly, in a New York hotel room, left a woman with a fractured neck vertebrae and a deep cut above her. You know this bitch actually turned around. I know what I just said. This bitch turned around and said that he didn't do this shit. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you whole something. I believe that there's going to be a video that's going to come out after this. Girl, you have a hit on your motherfucking goddamn face. And that man was in the room with you. And you both walked out and you have a mark on your goddamn face. He didn't protect you. I'm not saying I know what the hell happened. But the fact is that you walked out in a fucking, you rolled out in a fucking goddamn ambulance. The fact that this is your boyfriend and he has a record of doing this shit. He has a record. So, she came out talking about, yeah, he didn't do anything like this and stuff like that, that the stories was all false, and you're doing this to save that man's career. Girl, you need some help. See how that shit circled right back down to that woman? How they just said, oh, well, she didn't, we're going to do everything in our power to just, like, discredit this woman and whatnot. You're not helping at all. Girl, you have physically been abused. And I'm not saying that this man did it. He very well couldn't have did it. But I know one thing for certain and two things for sure. He ain't out here advocating for who did this shit to you. He's not out here wondering, beating his chest, talking about, where's the motherfucker that did this to my girlfriend? Now that is not what's happening. And yet, you're trying to save him. Everybody needs, because not everybody has a powerful, a strong family unit. I get that. And I feel sorry for that. But I guess that's why you need a strong you need a strong support group. You really do. And the reason why you need a support group is this. And this happens for the girl and for the guy. Because if they are dating, the person who they're dating needs to know that if you fuck around, you will get your ass whooped. If you touch this individual, then you need to understand that you will get fucked up. It can be that person's chosen family. It can be that person's, you know, regular family. It can be that person's close friends. Now, I know that I'm supported, but my man knows that I'm not alone. He knows that if anything goes down, somebody will see him. I know not to step out and touch him. Because I know that he is loved. I know that if I do something like that, someone's gonna see me. Yes, he is a grown man, but he has sisters, he has family members that will see me if I put my hands on him in a manner that is unbecoming or harmful to him or life-threatening. And vice versa. When this woman got with this motherfucker, he felt that he could do what he wanted to do to her. I can't wait for this to fall out. I really can't. His ass walking to the goddamn, his ass walking out the goddamn precinct, walking into the precinct. Girl, fuck off, girl. Make no goddamn sense. I also want to say this too, because I know why we talked about this and stuff like that, and I said that I hope, because I saw a bit of the VMAs, the music is just, okay, y'all can have that. I did not like that at all, and I'm going to tell you why I don't like it. I did not like the VMAs is because every time, here's the thing about it, I think that the VMAs is an environment where, you know, up and coming artists is getting their, like, their moment to shine and whatnot. And I want that for them. I grew up with MTV. I grew up with the VMAs. I love it all. That being said, I knew that NSYNC was there. I knew that Britney Spears was there. I knew that Ashanti was there. I knew that, Beyonce was there. I knew that Lady Gaga was there. I knew that Christina Aguilera was there. I knew there was a slew of people. I also knew a couple of rappers that was there. What I do not like, what MTV is doing with the VMAs, is that every time someone is performing, they cut to Taylor Swift. Every time. It's like this girl isn't the person who's deciding what is popular and what's not. You know what? I'm gonna tell y'all the truth. Fuck you, Kanye West. Fuck you. You put this bitch on. You put her on. I'm not saying that Taylor Swift was not going to get popular. God, I am not saying that. I am not that damn naive. But you made her a martyr. Because everything she's doing is always going... It's like they're doing everything in their power to save this woman. Or to make her popular. I'm like, there were plenty of performers that performed that night. And everything was turned around back to Taylor Swift. And that's fucked up. Shit, not even Michael Jackson had that goddamn, was not even like that. Halle Berry, I think Halle Berry is pregnant, guys. I'm sorry to say this, I think she's pregnant. And if she likes it, I love it. That's always been my stance on shit like this. If you like it, I love it. I think it's silly that that girl is pregnant by that man. Yes, I think it's silly that she's pregnant by him. Because you have done nothing. Your star is just about to start rising. And here you are, you getting knocked up. Let me tell y'all something. I believe in love. I'm in love. Very much so. I believe in love. If I'm on a trajectory that is life-changing like that, you gotta be at my level, honey. You gotta be at my level. I'm not saying that this is a bad man, even though I have my reserved my judgments about him. The reason why I know that that nigga ain't good, I'm gonna explain to y'all why I know this nigga ain't good. Because I know you know that that girl is going to be popular. And you knock her up? You knock this girl up? Allegedly, guys. Meaning that you know what this is going to do to her. It may not be immediate, but there will be some effects going to touch this shit. You mean to tell me that you were just that selfish, that you want to lock this down? And you're not even supporting her on her level. Yes, you are a little rapper. You were a football player, I heard. But what is your job? Whatever it is that you're not buying shit. She's buying. How old is goddamn Chloe? I mean, how old is this goddamn child? Girl, goddamn it, this chick is 23 years old. Thank you. I felt really beautiful. This is what she said. I felt really beautiful and loved my dress. And we had so much fun. That girl is pregnant, guys. There's no way in hell you're going to walk around here. If I'm not pregnant, I'm going to tell motherfuckers, girl, I'm not pregnant. This shit isn't difficult. This shit isn't difficult. But you want to hold the suspense and shit like that because your team is telling them, don't you tell these people that you're pregnant. And I'm not even saying that you have to say something. I'm not even saying your family had to say something. But at the very fucking least, at least he could say she ain't pregnant. The fact that he ain't coming out saying it just solidifies it for me. I saw that flowy dress that that girl was wearing. And I was like, girl, you are knocked up. You are knocked up. I bet you we don't hear nothing from her. Watch. Hedy gonna fall into obscurity for the next 6 months. Okay, guys. And with that, like, girl, ooh, it's just a bad week. Bad week. Happy birthday, Prince Harry. And I loved yours. I loved what you've done in Düsseldorf, in Germany. For the Invictus game. You and Megan. Megan is so fucking beautiful. My God, that's a beautiful woman. Okay, guys. And I guess that's it. And those are your top stories in pop culture. Well, guys, it looks like we've come to the end of another great episode here on Cheap Thrills. I've been your host, Etheria. Thanks for listening, and I look forward to chatting with you guys next week. If you'd like to write to us, you can contact us at cheapthrillspodcast01@gmail.com. You can also follow us on Twitter at cheapthrillspodcast01.